USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As China strong-arms the WHO in its investigation to the origins of the coronavirus, World Health Organization advisor Jamie Metzl is reporting that while it is possible that the coronavirus outbreak started in the wild then jumped to humans, there is no evidence to prove this so far. New York police arrest a suspect in a brutal beating of a 65-year-old Asian woman. 38-year-old Brandon Elliott has many charges, including assault as a hate crime. The Biden administration on Tuesday announced a set of measures responding to rising anti-Asian violence, including deploying $49.5 million from COVID-19 relief funds for U.S. community programs that help victims. The NBA's Utah Jazz charter plane was forced to make an emergency landing Tuesday after striking a flock of birds shortly after takeoff. That resulted in an engine issue. The pilot declared an emergency and returned to Salt Lake International Airport. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Let's get a U.S.-Mexico border update. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The former head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement is urging the Biden administration to restart the Remain in Mexico protocol. Without it, Tom Homan says the surge in illegal immigration will keep coming.
No one celebrated more this presidency than the criminal cartels in Mexico. They're back in business. They're facilitating crime on the border because cartels are making millions of dollars a day.
Homan speaking in Texas on Fox News after visiting a migrant processing center with members of Congress.
President Biden is expected to allow a proclamation that had blocked many temporary foreign workers from coming to the United States to expire on Wednesday. That's according to three people familiar with the matter. Trump first issued the directive on temporary foreign workers in June of 2020 and renewed it through March 31st before leaving office, saying it was necessary to protect American workers amid high unemployment during the coronavirus outbreak. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the national debt is over 200% greater than the gross domestic product, or GDP, the Biden administration wants to put more debt on the backs of our children, grandchildren, and perhaps great-grandchildren. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is set to unveil his infrastructure spending proposals at a speech in Pittsburgh, but the two-part legislative package involves more than just infrastructure. The plan includes further stimulus payments as well as increased funding for health care and education. Biden's plan would raise taxes on corporations, capital gains, and individuals earning more than $1 million annually. As far as Biden working with Republicans on this proposal, Republican Senator from North Dakota John Thune says,
there's bipartisan support for infrastructure. There always has been. It's historically that way. But this is an administration that, at least right now, seems set on doing it one way, their way, or the highway.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Biden set to deliver that major policy speech on Wednesday.
On January 8, 1835, President Andrew Jackson paid off the entire national debt, the only time in U.S. history that's been accomplished. This week, TV celebrity and former NFL defensive end Michael Strahan underwent a procedure to close the iconic gap between his two front teeth.
Friends would be, don't do it. My business partner would be like, don't do it. I got to do what I want to do for myself now, you know.
Dr. Lee Goss at Smile Design in Manhattan, New York, performed the procedure. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.